Hi, this is Dan Patrick, and you're listening to Cole & Company with Cole Bear weekday afternoons from 5 till 6 right here on 1650 The Fan.
Listen to the Dan Patrick Show weekday mornings, 8 to 11 here on The Fan. Right now, we continue to talk high school basketball on a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. Joined now by Wapsie Valley Boys basketball coach Marty McCowan. Coach McCowan, thanks so much for being here. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Cole, and thank you for having me on. I told you a little earlier, this is always one of the highlights of the season, being able to talk to you.
Well, likewise, Coach McCowan. And boy, what a start your team is off to so far this season. 12-1, 5-0 in the East Division of the North Iowa Cedar League, which, once again, no surprise, is just a gauntlet of a conference. Let's start with last night. Your guys get a 68-53 win against Union. Tell us how your guys got that job done. What went in to getting that W?
Well, it's been kind of a crazy season. Is we've been down just about in every single game in the first half, and last night was no different. And we've been down in a lot of the games last night the same way, by 10 points or more in the first half, and have come around, made great adjustments at halftime. The kids have made some good adjustments and come back and, like you said, won 12 of our 13 games so far. And last night was no different. We had, I think it was 30 points out of Andrew Westfall last night, knocked down some threes, got to the hoop very well. Mace Harder added another 15 or 16 for us last night. And those two guys have been, that scoring-wise, our major leaders on the floor for us this year.
Yes, they have, and I'm looking forward to learning a little bit more about that duo here in just a little bit. But, Coach, through 13 games, that's a pretty good sample size as far as a high school basketball season is concerned. And you touched on how maybe the first half hasn't been too kind to your team throughout the season, but you've been able to circle your wagons and find it in the second half. So, I mean, how would you put your finger on that? And then what would you say just in terms of when you've seen the best version of this Wapsie Valley Boys basketball team, what does that look like?
Well, you know, it's something that as a coaching staff we've been trying to figure out. You know, do we need to start, you know, in a different offense, different defense, that kind of stuff during the game? We've even talked about changing our pregame warm-ups. It was really funny because I was talking to my oldest son, John, who's a head coach at Cedar Rapids Kennedy, and he said, how many years have you been running that warm-up? And I said, for decades. He goes, and it works. Therefore, don't change that. Change what we're doing with the kids and that kind of stuff. And, you know, it's something that we're done fretting about. We're going to accept what happens and just make sure that, you know, outcome of the game is where we want it to be. And like I said, it has been. We lost the first game of the year to GR, to Gladbrook Rhinebeck, and have won 12 straight since then. So our kids, like I said, have done a great job of learning what they've done incorrectly in the first half, corrected it, and had really good second halves.
Setting that aside, Coach McCowan, because I think what's admirable is you're not going to let yourself suffer from paralysis by analysis on these first halves. But I would imagine that when you look over what your team's done, that you're identifying things as the postseason draws near. Because it is, as crazy as that sounds, the postseason's right around the corner. What's something right now, or maybe there's some things right now that Wapsie Valley Boys basketball is going, man, if we level up here, we level up there, we're going to be that much harder to play against.
Yeah, I'll start right away with the fact that what you just said, it's crazy. We talked to our kids on Monday that 4 weeks of regular season left us all. You know, now looking at halfway through this week, 3.5 weeks, and one of the things that we definitely are trying to improve on is our ability to play man-to-man defense. As good as we've been in our, you know, our zones that we play right now, there's times in games where you have to be able to get into man-to-man and get some stops in that man defense, put some extra pressure on the ball. And so that's been one of our biggest focus points we've been in the last couple of weeks, to really improve on that side of the game.
Wapsie Valley High School Boys Basketball Coach Marty McCowan, our guest right now on this Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. Coach, I'll ask you a similar question I've asked every coach that I've had on before and during this season. You know, when you think about offense and defense for your team, what are the first things that come to mind when I mention that we're in the shot clock era now?
It really, I'll be very, very honest with you. Offensively, it hasn't been a major factor for us. I think maybe in all 13 games had one shot clock violation, maybe two, and maybe end of the clock situations in the 13 games, maybe six or seven, maybe a little bit more, but not much. So it hasn't been a fact where we're like, oh, you know, it's really changing what we're doing. And defensively, with some of the stuff that we run on the defensive end, I think has actually been to our advantage, especially if you're sitting in the zone and all of a sudden, you know, they haven't been able to get that shot they've wanted in years past. Teams against us were maybe run off a minute to more off the clock. Now, I think the big thing that you see with the shot clock is end-of-the-game situations.
Yeah.
Where before, if you've got a 6-point, 7-point, 8-point lead with 2 minutes to go, you're going to hold the ball, and now you can't. So that's probably been the biggest thing I've seen with the shot clock is end-of-the-game situations.
Does that maybe kind of heighten the importance of having some quick hitters on offense that you can trust, especially here in the latter part of the season, and then maybe some defensive coverages that you feel confident in going to, whether it's blitzing a screen and roll or something of that nature, Coach?
Yeah, I think it's huge, to be honest with you. Offensively, we've got plays set up that we obviously work on in practice and games all the time. We call it 10-second plays. When the shot clock is 10 seconds, or you got 10 seconds left in the half or the quarter, whatever it happened to be, do you have that play ready to go, that 10-second play that you can know you can get run in 10 seconds? So we've definitely worked on that a lot more than what we've done in the past. And defensively, we've talked about the same thing. You know, if it's getting down a short time in the shot clock, what's our different defensive philosophy than we had at the early in the shot clock?
Let's talk about a couple outstanding Warriors that you mentioned earlier. We'll start with senior Mason Harder, a little over 21 points per game this season. That's big-time production. What's Mason bringing to the floor on a nightly basis?
I think one of the biggest things that he brings to the floor, obviously the 21 points a game is huge. Mason's a very unique player in the fact that over the years that we've coached him, we've had to hammer him to be more selfish. He loves passing the basketball. And, you know, standing at 6'7", being able to have the athletic ability he has. I mean, he can step dunk with ease. He's a lot of times option pass first. So we've really hammered on him this year, and he's really bought into the fact that you've got to see the rim every single time you touch the ball. And not only is he averaging 21 points a game, at this point he's averaging 17.8 rebounds a game.
Jeez.
I mean, it's incredible. He went over 1,000 points. I think last week in the first game we had last week, and he's on pace with either the last game or second last game of the year. If his rebound production stays the same, he'll go over 1,000 rebounds for his career also, which just is incredible. But again, you know, with Mason, we've really, really talked to him a ton about be more selfish, rim first, and then pass it second.
You had mentioned Andrew Westfall, who had an outstanding game in the win against Union. It sounds like Andrew hasn't necessarily been like the number two guy. He's kind of the 1B to the 1A.
Yeah, I would definitely give you that. Like I said, last night he had 30 points in the game last night. He's been shooting the ball not only from the three-point line, but the biggest thing that Andrew's improved on is his ability to finish at the rim. He has been so solid in getting himself to the rim and being finishing shots at the rim, and he's a great athlete, but not, you know, height-wise. He's not one of those kids you look at and say, okay, as a point guard, he's going to be able to get you down in there. But his athletic ability is unbelievable. He can get up and get to the rim, and he's been doing that so well, and especially against pressure. When people have put heavy pressure on us, he's been able to beat that first guy and then get to the rim, either finish it himself or get an assist to somebody else.
That's so important. Just a few more minutes here with Wapsie Valley High School boys basketball coach Marty McCowan on this Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. Coach, outside of those two we just talked about, you've got about 5 to 7 other young guys who have contributed steadily to this team that's been so great so far this season, 12-1, like I mentioned earlier. What would you say about those role players, those bench guys, and just what's impressed you most from that group to be able to have this 12-1 record?
Well, I think the thing that impresses me the most is you know, you hear it during the game, but then if you're watching film, the excitement you see from the players on the bench for the players that are playing in the game.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you don't see the kids sitting on the bench going, oh, I wish I was in the game. They're excited for what's going on out there, and a few years ago during our state tournament run, we changed our model from We Are Wapsie to We Are Family, and it's really progressed through there. The kids on the bench are so excited for their teammates when they're performing well, and then when they get in the game, the teammates that are sitting on the bench now, same way. You know, and I see that published all the time, but being able to experience the way we're experiencing it is so much fun to be around these kids.
That's great to hear. As we've alluded to a few times here, postseason play right around the corner. So is there anything, Coach, in all of your experience as, you know, you get here and the school work is what it is, that's always there. There's the life at home, and then there's this basketball season that builds and builds and games stack and stack. Do you maybe kind of let off the gas a little bit here down the stretch with your team? Just how do you manage workload? Is it maybe just you feel it out day by day? What would you tell us?
Exactly what you just said at the end. We feel it out day by day. You know, coming off some games, depending on how much the top seven or eight played, we'll go an hour and a half after in practice that next day. If the top guys didn't get a ton of playing time, then we'll go 2 hours. In our practices, they are a lot of shooting drills that mix in, and we'll limit the up and down if we need to. But, yeah, we'll just read where they're at, and we talk about all the time how important it is to make sure that you're ready to go the next day. You know, and the mental side of it, the 32 minutes that we're on the court for a game, the most important thing in the world is that game. And when you walk off the court, there are so many more things that are important to it. And I think that really helps our mentality also.
For sure. Coach McCowan, let's wrap up here. You've got a home game on Friday night against Sumner Fredericksburg. I had Jessup boys basketball coach Joe Smines on yesterday, and from what he had to tell me, Sumner Fredericksburg better than their record. They can challenge these teams that are at the top of the NICL with their brand of basketball. So what's it going to take to be able to get that W on Friday night?
Yeah, you're exactly right. One of the things we're going to have to do is on the defensive side, make sure we identify their shooters, make sure that we don't let them dribble penetrate. And like you said, the conference is so tough. You never, I'll be honest with you, walk into a game, oh, this one's ours. You know, it's going to be a 20 or 30-point victory. You don't have that feeling ever. You know, we're going to come off of Sumner Fred on Friday night. And then next week we have Grundy, who's ranked 10 in 2A, and AP, who's ranked either 2 or 1, whatever poll you want to look at, in 2A for next week's schedule. But the thing about it is that you never get that chance to look ahead, which when you talk about tournament time, that's so important. That, you know, you come off a district semifinal game, go to district finals, boom, boom, it's like our conference. You know, 15 of our 21 games this year are against 2A or 3A teams. And building a schedule like that makes you ready for tournament time.
Coach McCowan, as always, great to catch up. A real pleasure to learn more about your team. Best of luck, best of health the rest of the way. We'll have to be sure to catch up again before this season gets away from us.
All right, that sounds good, Cole. Hopefully you can give me a call midway through the tournament time, which means we're still playing.
Absolutely. I plan on it, Coach. Take care.
All right, you too. Thank you so much.